Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Do you know the lyrics to Bear Down Chicago Bears?
Of course I do. What? That's disrespect. That's just downright. I might slap your face for even asking something like that.
I don't think you know.
A little bit worse.
Here we go.
Bear down and kick you in your nuts because you're a fan and you're a big stupid idiot. Bear down. They haven't won anything since I was a child, but I'm big and dumb. They never forget the way they kicked their butts. Packers, Lions, and Vikings, bear down. The bear is not good. Still in Illinois, Chicago.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
John Paxson, you've been more visible and vocal this year than previous years, and it seems like our foreman is taking a step back in that realm. Is that a conscious decision that you guys made as an organization?
Yeah, no question. I know that when we made the trade on draft night, you know, we had set our course. And, you know, the thing that I have to do effectively is to articulate, you know, the direction, the vision every day. The reality is that Gar and I have always worked together. We have different ideas about things, but we always come to a consensus in how decisions are made in terms of draft, free agency, anything that we do personnel-driven. And Gar this year has had an opportunity to be out on the road. I took this as an opportunity, knowing that we were such a young basketball team, to be around the team more and be around the players and staff. They need to know that they're supported.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Hey, so how about this feeling of discomfort around the Chris Dunn play that we have not discussed yet? That it might be good for the Bulls. How about that? Because I'm not happy that Chris Dunn lost his teeth. I'm not happy that Chris Dunn has been diagnosed with a concussion. Obviously, it's very serious.
This is from the guy who I believe wished a mild shoulder separation onto Lauri Markkanen.
I was speaking hypothetically.
Wasn't an illness.
I was speaking hypothetically. No, we went from that to the flu to
mono. I think mono.
I think we settled on mono. Yeah, to hit the Bulls.
So they can go on a nice losing streak.
Rectify
this pesky winning. That's
trade Nico, trade Lopez. Have mono infected team, and all will be right.
So you're the guy who's
the race to the bottom.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Why do we pledge? To help the 7,500 athletes of the Special Olympics Chicago program enjoy year-round events, activities, and competitions. The 18th Annual Chicago Polar Plunge returns Sunday, March 4th to North Avenue Beach. Whether you watch from the beach, dip in a toe, or go full body, the Chicago Polar Plunge is the coolest event in the city, with thousands taking part each year. Registration is now open by visiting chicagopolarplunge.org. You never know who will plunge this year. Why will you plunge?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
I actually think that there are some interesting parallels between what the Eagles have done and what the Bears can do. This is not a guarantee that this is going to work, but there were some things while I was watching yesterday and while I've been watching the Eagles in the playoffs that I walk away being more encouraged than discouraged about what they can be. I think that when you look at their quarterbacking situation, you're looking at a position that is being coached up by three really good offensive coaches. Quarterback coach John DeFilippo, who we're hearing now is starting to, maybe he might end up going to be the OC in Minnesota. And I look at the Bears coaching staff and hope that they can do the same. I don't know if they can.
Lawrence Holmes, night 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. UMA, the phone your small business.
5, Texas.
One of the most legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Reed, top side, 3-0.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Notre Dame this fall at Ryan Field. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Arizona has announced a press conference for about a half hour from now involving head coach Sean Miller. At the Big Ten tournament, Wisconsin-Maryland are tied at 47 with 3 minutes left. 10th-seeded Northwestern takes on 7th-seeded Penn State later this afternoon. In exhibition baseball, Alec Mills will start for the Cubs against the Rockies. Yu Darvish scratched with an illness and will throw his bullpen instead. Reynaldo Lopez pitches for the White Sox against the Reds. And Jake Berger had Achilles surgery this morning. At Bulls practice, Paul Zipser will still be out against the Mavericks. And Fred Hoiberg announced there will be a new lineup for the next 5 games after Friday's game against the Mavericks. And the Hawks are back on the ice at the Sharks. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station in the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. The next Bulls game on the Score is tomorrow night when the Bulls take on the Mavs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
And this transition on the Score is brought to you by The Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is open to both pros and the public with 12 Chicago area locations. Visit tileshop.com.
So that'll be enough, don't you think?
I do, Vin. Thank you to the multi-purpose Rick Camp, who just gave you the update there and also produced the show today. Joe Ostrowski had updates before Campy. Jay Zawoski is executive producer of the show. Ray Diaz does fine work. And Brian Gertz of the video stream does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thanks to our guest on the show, Rich Campbell.
That's right.
The finest Chicago Tribune beat writer to be on the radio at 11 o'clock in this town today. And here they are, men we have not seen or spoken to in 3 days. Sorry about that, guys. They were kicking us out at 11:55 Phoenix time every day.
It's a damn lie.
Let's stop.
Hey, man.
You want to just, I was on the other side of the curtain.
Jay.
That's a damn lie.
I'm not pretending.
Hey.
I'm not pretending I didn't enjoy it.
That's a damn lie.
But they did say.
No one kicked you guys out. I was a part of this ruse 2 years ago. Let's stop with the BS already. We're never going to become friends if all we do is lie to each other. They told us to leave.
We could have fought back. We didn't fight it.
Danny. There's going to be a lying anchor on the team. Let it be him.
Oh, it is.
Don't you jump into that.
It is.
Don't jump on to Spiegel's lies.
I just follow experience.
It's a damn lie.
No, no.
I've done it before.
Hey,
I did it with you.
Oh, yeah.
We did it together. You guys wanted to go about your Arizona day. That's it. It's okay. It's all right.
It's just not
true. I've groused before about it. You know, I'm tired of helping out that damn show from 1 to 120 every damn day.
How come we don't get those ratings?
Yeah, I've done that before, so I can understand. Don't do this to me.
No, you should have seen Len Casper.
You nailed it.
No. Not true. Mick Gillespie over our shoulder, Len Casper.
That's true. Because they had lunch dates with you guys, not because it was time for them to go. Nah, I saw how you guys doing, man.
We're good.
Home and healthy and happy. Everything good?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, although I heard it was warmer here than it was
there. Warmer. Probably
about
like 10 degrees cooler than there, but you know, it was okay.
Yeah.
And you came back to the wind blowing and the 30 degree temps.
But you know how gross. That goes. Like you get good stuff on the air, and then sometimes if they hang around for a couple minutes after, you get some real moments in there.
Real good stuff off the air. That
connects stuff.
That's still the best stuff I ever got with John Fox. Was in the trailer, or the moment the mic goes off, all of a sudden, like, oh, you're a real dude.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Right.
I had no idea.
And a conversation, like, well, why can't you always be this dude?
I always question how real a dude you are. If when a mic goes off, you stop being a phony, though. You know? The job, I understand the job asks you to be certain things, but you can still.
Ask John Fox.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but.
Right, but it was kind of.
Phonies
but you're right. It was just weird. And I asked him, I said, well, why can't you be like this when people are talking to you? I don't want to give anybody anything. It's how Belichick does it. I'm going to do it like Belichick does it. It works for him.
Right. It's football.
It's football. But it was just so weird. Like, oh, you know, people, there would be a wall broken down with fans if you were just like this.
The moment you guys, the moment that I wish you guys saw was Joe Maddon giving us a tour of the art.
Oh,
right?
We did see it. Jay Zawoski tweeted it out and said it was one of the greatest moments of his life.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
He did.
It was definitely pretty cool.
I'm being misrepresented.
Of the time he had worked here.
I said it was a cool moment. I said it was surreal.
It was surreal. Yeah.
I have a baby, and I got married.
Yeah, you're right.
As long as Salvador Dali is involved, it is technically surreal.
It was indeed surreal. But, like, you know, and you might expect me to be the guy that keeps asking questions and elongates our time there, but it was the artistic awakening of Danny Parkins that was taking place.
I had questions.
You enjoyed some art?
I enjoyed some art. You know, and I was at the art museum in Florence, and I've been to the Louvre in Paris. So, like,
it's called the Uffizi.
The Uffizi Gallery. Yeah, yes. I didn't want to pronounce it incorrectly and have you correct me. So I just let you lead out with it.
I'll be there at the end of the month, actually. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
It's great.
This is amazing.
But four paintings on a wall with Joe Maddon explaining it. It was like he's giving the messages. They're the same messages that he's always done.
Right, but what does Victor Caratini care about?
No.
He really doesn't. But what he said was, in school, if your teacher tells you the same thing and it's always from a book or it's always from a video or it's always from a class exercise or whatever. Bad teacher. He's giving you the same message, but he's giving it in a different way. And it was relatively simple when it's one-on-one and the picture's right there. Whereas it's that press conference that he did.
Yeah, there's no way that
that
works.
It doesn't translate, right?
You have the slides.
Exactly.
When you understand, A, how many messages are packed in there, there's a high volume of his messages that are packed in there. And B, how long he clearly thought about it and planned it out. Like, he is a genuinely weird dude. Like, he obsessed about this and, like, executed it.
Hey, it's good to have won a World Series.
Well, but right? the other thing is, like, you put that next to the executives who are bitching about how long the games are, and they're like, man, this is what a waste of time. What are we doing here? It's like, this is how Joe deals with it. This is how he deals with the monotony and the seeming, like, the relentlessness.
He admitted that a sizable percentage of it is for him.
Keep himself interested.
Which I think matters. In that entire equation. Yeah, I mean, you got to make yourself happy if you're going to make others happy for 6.5-7 months.
Right.
Whatever floats your boat. It's not going to contribute to wins or losses.
He didn't think of the camels, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, Dave Martinez just took his whole bit and went to Washington with it.
Yeah.
Like, a nice little Joe impression. Like, is that you? Right. Or you
if
just...
that's anybody other than Steve Allen telling me he's stealing my bit.
So today, we are going to get in what I think is the most important story of the day. What's going on with the Duerson Act? And how the state of Illinois is going to be the first state in this nation that might ban youth football 12 and under. Hmm. And as soon as...
Tackle football, yes.
Yeah, tackle football. And as soon as Illinois jumped on it, four states filed separately right after. So Illinois is the first domino. But, of course, the Senate committee hearings and all that other stuff. And then all you got to get in front of the governor. But it's going to take a long time. But today was that first step. Trey Duerson, Chris Borland, Chris Nowinski, all state capitol today. And I read Ottawa youth football and Streeter youth football are none too happy. And I think a lot of youth football programs are going to start stepping up here pretty soon because they did not think that this would go this quickly.
Hmm.
And you got a lot of kids and a lot of coaches who are going to probably have to find something to do other than youth tackle football in the next couple of years.
I do, however, think there are reasonable arguments to be heard on both sides of this. I think there are valid small government arguments to say, hey, it's our decision as a parent to decide the level of danger for our child based on what we know. This shouldn't be something that falls under the nature of legislation. So I think it's fair. We'll ask these questions of Chris Borland at 1:20.
Yeah, Chris Borland's a good guest.
Yeah, he is.
That'll be really good.
Yep, and good job with Theo Epstein. I think both, you know, with Joe Maddon, but you specifically with your line of questioning with Theo Epstein. And,
oh, thanks.
And Theo's response essentially saying, hey, I'll answer any question asked. You know, he didn't shy away from it. And it's some people brought up the fact that he was, you got him on the record on a discrepancy in policy versus the public sentiment. And that certainly flies in the face of where his bosses are, and that's notable.
I thought so, and I do genuinely think the sport would be served to have someone do it. Like, I get why there's some differences in basketball and football to baseball for it, but he was like, yeah, I'm not afraid of it. And we had some good moments with him off the air after it, too. It felt like he was happy to have the question asked.
if that makes sense. Like he,
yes,
he's not afraid at all of putting that out there.
I thought he also felt the challenge of it being asked too, because he's a guy who has made it known how he feels about certain things, and he responded. He kind of challenged you back, certainly with body language as well during that.
Yeah,
process,
it was like, you know, if you want to ask me, I'll answer.
Yeah,
and if people,
I answer anything that's asked.
Made me regret not doing it first. You know, got enough out of him, but I mean, who knows where it would have gone.
And then he even said, I don't know if I have a good answer for that initially.
Yeah.
So he's answering, but he's telling you that it might not be his most artful opportunity to make a well thought through statement. But he's, I mean, so it's a way of punting it a little bit, but it's also an honest response.
Yeah, I thought so. And they are one of the few teams in the sport where they've got some people that are just made men. Both with money and championships and pedigree in the sport, and then how it hit close to Rizzo, obviously. Like, they've got some people who could do it.
Well, that's my point about Joe doing whatever he wants with his art.
Yeah, right? Guy.
It's good to avoid once you've won that World Series. Hey,
that's why I said he's been waiting a decade to get to do this. He's been trying to do this thing for a decade. So, you know, it took being a made guy to get the freedom to do.
And what was funny is we had the discussion yesterday based on the Jeff Sullivan piece on Fangraphs about the windup leaving pitching. That the pitchers just don't see a reason to use a windup anymore to create all of this movement that needs to be replicated. Well, you don't have to, and there's really no sacrifice, and the deception has been overrated. Where there's a line in that essay where they talk about that being one of the last aspects of art, where the differences in windups. They show this video of Russ Ohlendorf, one of the worst interviews ever done on these airwaves, and Paul Bird, and the guys who still do that. And we hearken back, we watch the old kinescopes of the guys in the 50s.
I wonder if he's still addicted to porn.
You know, Paul Bird?
Mm-hmm.
He was struggling with it, remember?
Yeah.
He just said he was struggling with pornography.
I don't know
how
that happened. Does that mean he couldn't find it?
Well, yeah. He didn't know what to do with
or
it.
The finishing technique
right.
Was
he
off
just,
a little bit? Or something?
He was struggling. He was scuffling a little bit. They sent him down to the minors,
going through a slump.
Yeah, he had buffering issues.
I thought it was weird. Here's Joe talking about...
$25 a month, it's worth it.
Joe's talking about putting art in the game, and this is one way that, because of evolution, art's leaving the game.
Hey, remember a couple years ago?
For porn.
Did you? No. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. There was a certain star he needed to see.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Is it Ashley?
PeterNorth.com.
Yeah, I was about to say it was a guy, right? Yeah. He was looking for a certain dude.
Yeah, to find that guy.
Different kind of cat. All right.
I love the awkward discomfort going on.
I'm learning so much recently.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know you just type that into a search tab and have your way with yourself.
There was some of that out there. Somebody was hitting on Danny. We're pretty sure. There was a moment. There was a moment that
a fantasy football draft gets a little too comfortable.
Like, I just ran into somebody on a concourse who thought Danny was very attractive.
He is.
I agree.
I mean, thank you very much, guys. Made me feel real uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's the
highest form of flattery.
It is, no matter who it's from.
No, I thought impersonation was the highest form of
flattery. No, that was last
imitation.
Generation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Imitation.
I thought incarceration.
This year is having a gay guy hit on you. That's what this year's highest form of flattery is. Well, good for you, man.
I'll take it.
Told you that they saw the beard coming back.
Which airport?
Is it here or on vacation?
Concourse.
Which
concourse?
Side
ballpark.
Of
the trip?
Ballpark. Oh, ballpark concourse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaks has to stop.
Is this a member of the Chicago Cubs staff?
No, we got to get out of here. We'll get out of here by soon because you guys have
Chris. We got a minute and 34 seconds left. Want to know who is hitting on my man? Huh? Danny Parkins.
Can't do it.
I get a gift back?
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
I won before the show started.
Was it a prize pack? Current or former Cubs player?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No.
Nobody affiliated.
No. Oh.
Zero affiliation.
Is it someone who's been on Pick a Player?
No.
I'm going to get to this
thing. Will be soon.
Yeah. Not yet. We still got a minute left.
Oh.
21 questions. Come on, man.
I don't have a problem.
You got a small problem.
No, what's my problem?
Because whenever you tell
sharing things,
he probably
that we
told Spiegel,
did
please
not
don't
say.
Mention this on the air.
I didn't share.
And that means
I didn't share it at all.
Spiegel's had 1 minute to get out of
I've
a
never
day.
Asked him not to say anything on the air ever.
40 second countdown.
We got
40
seconds. We got 21 questions.
So, what's on the show today, guys? What do you guys got?
Was it a brother?
We're going to have Chris Borland at 1:20. We're
going
to go straight through 2 to 3. That will culminate with Greg Gabriel at 3.
Has he ever torn his ACL?
Yeah.
Hey, do you like Brazilian music?
Oh,
Cristiano Felicio tried to hit on you?
I know. It was breaking news.
And he missed.
He fell in catch.
Went 10 feet in the wrong direction and fell over.
All right, so we got Chris Boylan coming up here.
That'll be great.
Yeah, it should be a fun show. Bruce Levine at 4. It's on at 4:30. We got giveaways and other things happening. And then I got to get out to Elmhurst to talk buckets with Bobby
Portis. Nice. Yeah. Offensive superstar, Bobby Portis.
Oh, yeah. Having a good year.
Get out of his way.
They are Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Listen to Cubs spring training baseball this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday.
Elmore dives and makes an incredible catch.
Hear Pat and Ron live on Saturday as the Cubs face the Reds starting at 1:55. And then it's Cubs and Diamondbacks at 2 on Sunday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Kidde, worry-free smoke and CO alarms. Ever since it took control of the NIT, the NCAA has used the second-tier postseason tournament as a guinea pig to experiment with possible rules changes. This March, the NIT will unveil 4 new potential rules. Only 2 really matter. One's good, the other bad. The good idea is to move the three-point line back, since 8-year-olds can now make a three-point shot consistently, to the distance used in international competition, which is just under 22 feet 2 inches. That's 1 foot 8 inches farther and will make a difference. The bad rule is to go to 4 10-minute quarters and start shooting 2 free throws on the 5th foul of each quarter. This will just make games even longer, adding 2 more TV breaks and starting the parade to the foul line earlier. It would also eliminate the 1-and-1, a crucial difference between the college and pro games. Don't do it. I'm John Feinstein.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot. And now that jackpot is more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing. So play today. And remember, luck is everywhere.